Hopefully, you have brought your Bible, and if not, hopefully you're going to take one out of the back of the pew in front of you. We're going to look at two passages to begin, one from the Old Testament and one from the New. Let's begin in the 73rd division of Psalms, Psalm 73. You guys must have already been there. I don't hear any pages turning. Psalm 73, the last verse, verse 28. If you're there, say, "I'm there." Okay. If you don't know where it's at, say, "Amen." Psalm 73:28. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds. Now hold your hand there. Hold your finger in there. We're coming right back in 1 minute. Turn to James chapter 4 and verse 8. James chapter 4 and verse 8. Come near to God, and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Now, Psalm 73 and verse 28, the psalmist, who is Asaph in this instance, says, "But as for me, it is good to be near God. But as for me, it is good to be near God." And James says, come near to God, and God will come near to you. I want to speak for a little while this afternoon on drawing near to God, or coming near to God. Several years ago, I read a book on the sinking of the Titanic. This was the ship that man said was unsinkable. It was on its maiden voyage. One of the legends that came out of that night is that the band that was on the ship, the band that played the music while they were drinking and dancing and gambling on the trip, that when the Titanic hit the iceberg, and when it became clear that it was going down and that nobody was going to help, that there were members of that band began to play over and over again the hymn we just sung, "Near My God to Thee." Now, whether that's true or legend, I don't know, but this I know is true. We must draw near to God if we want God to draw near to us. We must come near to God if we want God to come near to us. James says, come near to God and God will come near to you, but we must initiate the move first. Now, I want us to look at these two verses, Psalm 73:28 and James 4 and verse 8. The psalmist says, it is good for me to come near God. James says, come near to God, God will come near to you. Now I want us to hold those two statements up. Because those two verses imply some very important truths. First, those two verses imply that a person can choose to come near to God. Come near to God, God will come near to you. It is good for me to be near God. Those verses imply, first, that a person can choose to come near to God. Secondly, those two verses imply that a person may choose not to come near to God. Come near to God, God will come near to you. Well, what if I don't come near to God? So you may choose to come near God, or secondly, you may choose not to come near to God. Look at the two verses. Thirdly, those two verses imply, now follow this, that each of us have a responsibility in coming near to God. Come near to God. Now, let me ask you a question. Who is responsible for you to come near to God? You are. Who is responsible for me drawing near to God? I am. So the verses imply you may choose to come near God. The verses imply you may choose not to draw near to God. But the verses also imply that each of us have an individual responsibility in coming near to God, and that each of us must decide, am I going to do this or am I not going to do that? And the fourth thing the verses imply is this: it pays to come near to God. The psalmist says, but as for me, it is good to come near to God. So it pays to get close to God. It pays to draw nigh to God. Now, we're going to come back to that statement and make our observations in a moment. But there's another truth before we do that. There's another truth that needs to be dropped, and I'm going to drop it right here, and I want you to follow this carefully. As wonderful as everything is I've just said, we must all understand that there are dangers involved in drawing close to God. There are dangers involved in drawing near to God. Now, what am I talking about? What are these? All right, first, there is the danger in assuming that you are near God when in fact you are not near Him at all. You understand what I just said? That is a danger about this idea of drawing near to God. Well, the danger is that a lot of people who are assuming that they have drawn near to God and are close to God are in fact not near God at all. Example, Revelation chapter 3, the last of the seven letters written to the churches of Asia Minor, was the church of Laodicea. That was a church, brethren. It was a church of Christ, brethren. They met every Lord's Day, brethren. They took the Lord's Supper every Lord's Day they met, brethren. They sing and did all the other things they were supposed to. I mean, they were the Lord's church, and they assume we are the Lord's church, we are the Lord's people, and the Lord is with us. And in verse 20 of Revelation 3, Jesus is standing on the outside, saying, knocking, saying, if anybody will hear me, let me come in. Amen. Listen, they assumed that the Lord was with them. But Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will come near and let me in. They assumed they were near God, but they weren't near God at all. You understand what I'm saying? There is a danger in drawing near to God. The danger is that a lot of people who think they're near God, in fact, aren't at all. This is who Jesus had in mind in Matthew 7, verse 21. When Jesus said, not everybody who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now, these are religious people. Jesus said, many will cry out in that day. What day? The day of judgment. Many will cry in the day of judgment, Lord, we've done all of these great things for you, and we've done all this stuff in your name, and man, Lord, this is all great. These people are assuming they were close to the Lord. But in verse 23 of Matthew 7, Jesus says, depart from me, I never knew you. Here are a group of religious people who assume that they were near God, and now the Lord saying, look, not only don't I know you, I've never known you. So the first danger in coming near to God is to assume you're near Him when you're not. A second danger in coming near to God is allowing things to actually draw you away from God. You follow what I say? The danger of drawing near to God for many people is that we are allowing things to actually draw us away from Him rather than drawing us near to Him. Now let me show you something. Turn to Matthew chapter 13. Let me show you this. Matthew 13 and verse 3. Jesus tells the parable of the sower. He says, behold, a sower went forth to sow seed. He says that some seed fell in the pathway, the ground that's higher than where everybody walks. Some seed fell by the pathway. Some seed fell into stony ground. Some seed fell among the thorns. And then some seed fell into good ground. So Jesus tells a parable. And the disciples say, Lord, that was just great. But we don't have a clue what you're talking about. So Jesus then explains to them the parable of the sower. Jesus says the one sowing the seed is the preacher or the teacher, the one instructing in the word. Jesus says the seed is the word of God. And he said all of these different soils represent the different hearts of people who receive or accept the word of God. Now here's what I want you to see. In explaining the seed that fell among the thorns, look at Matthew 13 and verse 22. Listen to the words carefully. Jesus says, the one who received the seed that fell among the thorn is the man who hears the word, but the worries of life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. You see that? Here is an individual who allows things to draw them away from God, and Jesus mentions two things specifically. First of all, he mentions specifically the worries of life. Now, this is important. Here is an individual who gets so caught up in the everyday affairs of life, in the everyday concerns and worries of life, and I got to go here, and I got to do this, and this group, and that group, and they allow themselves, to become so overwhelmed with just the everyday comings and goings of life that it chokes the Word and draws them away from God. You understand what I'm saying? So the danger of coming near God, number one, is that a lot of people think they've drawn near to God when in fact they're not near Him at all. But the second danger in coming near to God is if we're not careful, Satan will put things in our lives that will in fact take us away from God rather than bring us closer to Him. Go like that. Help me out a little bit here. All right, we're going? Now, the third danger in drawing near to God, listen, it's surprising. The third danger is forgetfulness. Forgetfulness. You say, well, how's that possible? Listen to it. In 2 Peter chapter 1, about verse 5, Peter starts talking about adding different virtues, qualities to your life. So he says, add to your faith virtue and virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness. Now listen to what he says. He says, for if these things be in you, these qualities be in you and abound, they shall make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now watch this. Verse 9 of 2 Peter 1. Peter says, but he that lacketh these things is blind, that is spiritually blind, he cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his sins. When we forget Calvary, we are drawing ourselves away from God. It isn't an accident and it isn't a mistake that every week of our lives when we assemble together, God says, I want you to stop everything in your world and I want you to assemble around this table and I want your mind to go back to that sacrifice. You know why you do that? So we won't forget. Because when we forget, we have been purged from our sins, and we were purged from them at that cross. When we forget that, that's when we walk away from God. So there is that moment in time, so we will not forget. Why? Because God knows how forgetful we are. And if you notice, the older you get, never mind, don't worry about that. But it's true, isn't it? It's true. It was like three things, you know. My eyes, my memory, and I can't remember what third thing was. It doesn't matter. But you understand what I'm saying? So, we need to draw near to God, but we also have to live with this awareness that there's dangers about this, that we can convince ourselves, well, I'm close to God when you're not close to God. Or that we have allowed things to get in the way, maybe just the concerns of life, and everybody has concerns of life, but when we allow all this stuff to overwhelm us, they take us away from God, or we just forget. So here's the sermon. The psalmist says, but as for me, it was good to be near God. Why is it good to be near God? Why is it good to be near God? Let me list some things quickly. Number one, it is good to be near God because if you are close to God, it's easier to live the Christian life. It's easier to live the Christian life. The closer you get to God, the easier Christianity becomes. Let me illustrate. If you come and go here from Grossbeck, like a lot of us do, Grossbeck is 45 miles an hour. And you get out a little further, it's 50. Now that speed limit for some of you is a problem. Now, if you're going down Grossbeck, or if you're going down 7 Mile or Jefferson Avenue, I don't care where you're going. If a police car is behind you, isn't it easier to keep the speed limit? But the speed limit is no problem at all. As long as that policeman is behind me, I'm not crossing 45 on Grossbeck. You understand what I'm saying? As long as he has drawn nigh to me, it's easy to follow that speed limit. Now, in the same way, if you get close to God, it is easier to live the Christian life. It just is. If you know you are close to God, and if you know God is close to you, Christianity just becomes easier. That's all it's doing. So, why is it good? The psalmist says, but as for me, it's good to be near God. Why is it good to be near God? Because it's easier to live a Christian life. Number two, why is it good to be near God? Number two, because it is easier to trust the promises of God. It's easier to trust the promises of God. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4, Peter says that God has given to us all of these precious promises. All of these precious promises God has given to us. Now let me tell you something. If you are close to God, and if God is close to you, then you know you can trust what God says. You know you can trust what God says. Everybody in this room, we have people who are close to us, and we are close to them, and when you're close to somebody, and they're close to you, you know whether or not you can trust them, just because of your nearness to them. And you have people who are close to you, and you know when they promise you something, it don't mean nothing. Amen. And there are other people who are close to you, and you are close to them, and when they tell you something or promise you something, you know you can make book on that. Now, the only way you can know that is you have to know them. You can't know if it's a stranger. So what is the preacher saying? What the preacher is saying, it is good to be near God, because if you're close to God and God is close to you, then you know God. And if you know God, you know that whatever God promised you, that is exactly the way it's going to be, and you can trust Him. But if God is only somebody out in the distance for you, you're not going to be sure. You're not going to be sure. But if you draw near to Him, if you're near to God, then you know. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy path. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. And if you're near God, you know that's true. It is good to be near God. Why? Because it's easier to trust His promises. I know Him. If He says something, it's true. Number three, why is it good to be close to God? It's good to be close to God because when you're close to God, it is easier to get self out of the way. As long as I'm number one, God isn't. You know what Jesus said? The first thing Jesus said about following Him? In Matthew 16:24, Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. The biggest obstacle a lot of Christian people have in getting close to God is they won't get themselves out of the way. We want up there to be first. You can't be first. You got to step back and let God be first. You got to let God be first. It is good for me to be close to God. That's what the psalmist said. Well, why is it true? Because if I'm close to God, it's easier to live a Christian life. If I'm close to God, then I know it's easier for me to trust His promises because I know Him and He's always going to be right with me. It's good to be close to God because it's easier for me to get self out of the way because I can't enthrone Him till I dethrone me. And a lot of us, we're the problem. Number four, it is good to be close to God because it's easier to escape the downward path. If you are close to God, it's easier to escape the downward path. You say, now what are you talking about? Here's what I'm talking about. God told the Old Testament prophet Jonah, go that way. That's Nineveh. But Jonah didn't draw near to God. Jonah ran away from God. Now, when Jonah ran away from God, what happened to Jonah? What happened to Jonah is Jonah went down. First, Jonah went down into the ship. Secondly, Jonah went down into the sea. Thirdly, Jonah went down into the belly of that great fish. When you run away from God, you go down. Every Christian here knows someone at one time who was faithful to God, who sit in these pews, faithful to God, who loved God, who now is no longer faithful, who's out there in the world, and when you look at their lives, if you were honest, you'd say, you know what? They've just gone down and down and down. Because that's what's happened. It is good to come close to God. It is good to be near God because it's easier for me to escape that downward path. Because when you walk away from God, there's but one way to go. Number five, there's six of these. But I wasn't there going to tell you six 10 minutes ago. They after one of you, I know. Number five, it is good to be close to God because it's easier to be united. It's easier to be united. Listen, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3, Paul said, make every effort, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Brethren, here is one thing we need to learn. The closer we get to God, the closer we get to each other. That's the way it is. Psalm 133 and in verse 1, the psalmist says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. But you can't have good and pleasant and dwelling together in unity unless we are peacemakers. The church needs more peacemakers and less fuss makers. Romans chapter 12 and verse 18, Paul says, for as much as lieth in you, live at peace with all men. Two chapters later in Romans the 14th chapter and in the 19th verse, Paul said, make every effort to live at peace with people. It is good to be near God because it's easier to promote unity. Let me give you one more, number six. It is good to be close to God because it is easier for God to work through you. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I want you to hear this. You and I, we can derail God's plan for our lives if we don't cooperate with it. God wants to bless you. Do you understand that? God wants to bless you, and God wants to help you, but in order for that to happen, you have to cooperate with Him. And many times we don't. Come near to God, and God will come near to you. Come near to God, God will come near to you. You make the initial move, and God will come up there with you. It is good for me to be close to God. Why is it good to be close to God? We listed those six things. Those six reasons why it's good to be close to God. It's easier to live the Christian life. It's easier to trust in His promises. It's easier to get yourself out of the way. It's easier to escape that downward path. It's easier to promote unity. And it's easier to get yourself back into where God wants you to be and allow God to work through you. James says, come near to God and God will come near to you. Now, I've actually had people say to me, they have actually said this to me to my face. They say, you know what? I just don't feel as close to God as I used to. People said that to me, to my face. I just don't feel as close to God as I used to. Well, let me ask you something. Who moved? God didn't move. God has never moved. So if you are not as close to God as you used to be, you are the one who moved. So you need to move back where you were. You walked in here like some dilemma is on your mind, and the first thing out of your mouth is you told on yourself. The time that you need to draw near to God is as soon as you feel yourself have left. The time that you need to draw near to God is right now. Is right now. As soon as you see yourself drawn away from God, you need to come back. But we play this little game, well, I'm not as close, but I'm not as far away as others. And then we keep going and we keep going until finally we're gone. The time to draw near is right now. Come right back to Him. Get back to praying. Get back to studying the Bible. And get back to being faithful with God's people. If you do those three things, you'll be amazed at how helpful that will be. Brethren, it's a good thing to be close to God. A good thing to be close to God. And if we'll get close to Him, He'll get close to us. If you're here this afternoon and if you're not a Christian, you need to become a New Testament Christian. You need to take the initial step in drawing near to God. You need to have faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. Faith comes through an understanding and a study of the Word of God. You believe that He is, in fact, the Son of God. You turn from your sin. The Bible calls that repentance. Well, repentance is a change of heart that leads to a change of your conduct. You're going to live a different way after you repent. Confess that Jesus is the Son of God. We'll baptize you for the remission of your sins. But if you're here tonight and you've done that and you've drawn away from God, And it may be nothing more than you've just let all the concerns of your life just sweep you away. You need to come back. Because if you draw near to Him, He'll draw near to you. But you've got to take that first step in faith. If you're here and need to respond, you can do that right now as together we stand and as we sing.